It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend's show, we're pleased to be joined on the telephone by the City Administrator for the City of Sonora, Mary Rose Rudikanga. City Administrator Rudikanga, thank you for coming back on with us.
Thanks again, BJ.
So first off, I wanted to ask you a little bit. There had been some rumblings and some talk about the City of Sonora potentially having some form of a Christmas parade this year, but I understand that that's not going to happen, correct?
Yeah, unfortunately, with the move to the purple tier, we just can't, under good conscience and with the guidelines from public health, go forward with any type of Christmas parade. Back in October, the city council had directed staff to put together some sort of modified version of a Christmas parade, and staff had been diligently working with community partners, other outside agencies, to bring forth some sort of a drive-by Christmas parade through the residential neighborhoods of Sonora. And we had actually come up with a whole entire plan and route. But unfortunately now with the move of into the purple tier, we can't put forth any type of event that could potentially have persons congregating. And so we have unfortunately canceled the entire event.
And then in the looking ahead to the holiday shopping season, are there going to be some changes though when it comes to parking downtown? I assume you're encouraging people to shop local this season?
We are definitely encouraging people to shop local. Last month in October, the city council had approved the three-hour restrictions during the holiday season downtown to be lifted. However, as we're moving forth into the purple tier, and we know that there are restrictions in capacity for both our restaurants and our retail, our indoor dining is not available right now, and reduction in capacity for retail, we wanted to ensure that our businesses downtown had the ability for curbside pickup for their patrons. And so what we had done was allow for two parking spots at every block downtown to be made available for 10-minute limited-term curbside parking. So those that notification of those spots, of those parking spots, had been identified early on in the week, I believe on Tuesday. And so those have been identified. So every block has two spots available for curbside parking, curbside pickup. And it's not intended for any one business. So if you see a parking spot in front of a business and you're going into another business, you could utilize those spots. It's for all businesses downtown, both retail and restaurants.
You know, another big announcement made this week from Governor Gavin Newsom was a curfew order for counties in the purple tier. Have you had a chance to digest that and how it would work locally here?
You know, the city is working obviously very closely with the county. We did have a call last evening in regards to what that means to go into a curfew. I know that chief, along with the sheriff, have dissected what that means, and I know both the sheriff and the police chief have stated that they do not have the ability to be, you know, pulling people over and monitoring that way. However, if we want to ensure people that while we're in the purple tier, we want to make sure that we're not having gatherings and that we're really limiting our ability to congregate at this point. And so one of the main things that is closed at this point under the purple tier are bars. And so when we look at having a curfew, really the implications are we don't want people going out and patronizing establishments that could enable more congregations, such as bars. And so that's kind of how we're looking at it, just making sure we're limiting our contact, making sure that we're limiting those congregations. And the city is working right now closely with the county to get out central messaging in regards to that curfew.
How about City Hall with the change to purple? What is the status with City Hall and if people want to do business with the city?
So right when we heard that purple tier, we were going to purple tier, we closed our City Hall facilities to the public to limit exposure to both our staff and the public as well. We are allowing the public to call respective departments to make appointments if they need business permits, building permits, if they need to make appointments with the fire department or the police department. Please call ahead, schedule an appointment. We are allowing the public to come in on an appointment basis only. But as of right now, our facilities are closed. We are also really encouraging our staff that could work remotely. They are working from home remotely. And just having those essential staff and limited staff on hand at the moment.
Obviously, emergency calls from police and fire, they'll be responded to as normal?
Of course, obviously, yes.
Also, have you had a chance to look at, COVID-19 impacts on the budget yet? What it's going to mean for finances this next year?
We were hopeful. We came back. We had a final budget that was enacted in August. And although we had made reductions to our revenues from prior year and had to use a portion of reserves to balance our budget, we were really hoping that by fall we could start turning a corner and start having some increased revenues into the city coffers, if you will, so that we could make adjustments to the budget going forward. Unfortunately, going back into a purple tier, that really does limit the ability to see the city sales tax revenue get back to where we were in 2019. And so we usually bring forth a mid-year budget for review of where we are at mid-year in February. We will be doing that as well. Right now, we are exercising great caution, trying to be as conservative as possible, holding the line on any type of purchases that aren't deemed essential or necessary. We have been lucky. The city has done a very good job in ensuring an adequate amount of reserves. So we were able to have a very limited amount of staff that were laid off originally in June. And I believe it was only two positions that we laid off in June. We have not done any furloughs of staff. And we're just, like I said, going ahead very conservatively. We're hoping that somehow we turn a corner and we can start projecting sales tax revenues a little bit better. But as of right now, we are looking at reduced number of revenues. And for a city perspective, our greatest revenue source is sales tax. And so when you're seeing a reduction in the amount of capacity for our retail establishments and our restaurants, that has a great effect on our general fund in the city. And so at this point, we are extremely cautious. We have used over $300,000 to balance our budget out of reserves. Our hope is we don't have to continue with that. But it all depends on, what Congress does as far as any type of revenue backfill for the counties and the cities. We had been optimistic in the summer that something would come from Congress for revenue backfill. We're not seeing it. Maybe potentially early next year we might see something. But as of right now in the purple tier, it's not looking good for our city sales tax.
When you talk about taking $300,000 from reserve funds, roughly how big of a reserve fund does a city like Sonora have?
Prior to this budget year of 2021, at the end of 1920, our fund balance was at $2.7 million. So, taking the $300,000 from that, there was a reduction in our reserves down to about $2.35 million. So, those are one-time monies. When you take money from that fund balance, you just keep, diminishing that reserve. And so we don't want to continue on that path where we're constantly pulling from reserves to make up our budget deficit. And so it's going to be another strategic hard budget cycle going into next year if we are continued on restrictions due to COVID.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Sonora City Administrator Mary Rose Rudikanga on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. And Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.